For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Hope your week is going well. Hope you're blessed. Hope you're getting up in the early morning hours and seeking God for who He is and then for what He would have you do today. Yes, for your life, but what would He have you do today? Come, kingdom, come, thy will be done today in my life. Who might I see today that needs Jesus? Where might I encounter someone who needs a smile? Come on. And God, prompt me to pray what I need to pray for my life, my family, someone else out there hurting more than I am. See? This makes life exciting. Then he goes into the bigger purposes and plans. But hope you're planning on joining us for January the 18th. Men and Women, Free of Charge, conference at the Sheraton Hotel in Metairie, Book 2 Ballrooms. I'm calling that thing Blow, Mighty Breath of God, Blow. Move upon this place. I'm going to give biblical solutions, brothers and sisters, to the turbulent times we live in. And there is hope. There's a future. There's a cause. We've got the victorious Christ living on the inside of us. We have a legacy to leave. There's much to do. We're salt and light. But join me. Get fired up with us. We got our band coming. We're very excited. I love this song by Jesus Culture. And that's exactly the title of the song. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to call the conference Blow, Mighty Breath of God, Blow. It aligns with the song. If you want to YouTube it or Google it, that's what it's called, by Jesus Culture. And you can get visioned up with us for that conference. I'm excited. But I'm preaching on It's Time for a Fresh Start. Got little mini books if you need to order one. They're only $5, covers the printing. We've sold hundreds of these. I love it. Keeps me kind of like, I kind of do little checklists now and then. It really helps me to stay on track. But Jesus said, man, you're not going to put new wine into an old wineskin. Jesus, he's too vibrant, too radical, too wonderful, too full to be put into an old archaic tradition of religion. He's telling the Pharisees, something's going to have to give way, and it's going to be you and me. Our hearts are going to have to change. We must be made new to handle the new. But it's the best thing in life. It's not only grants us eternal life, but life to live on this earth. So I was going through some little steps, if you will, that'll help. Number one, assess your life. Where are you? Where are you going? How did you get here where you are? You want the new? You got to take some stock. Paul said, examine yourself. Are you in the faith? Ephesians 1:11, it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Spend time with God. Christianity, my brother. Christianity, my sister, is not just behavior modification. You're not just, turning over a new leaf. You are changing to the plan and purposes of God. Going to take time. Get to know him. Number two, you're going to go, duh, but come on, you got to know God. I'm not just saying information about God. You got to know him. And that means you got to be born again, born from above. You can't see the kingdom of God, John said in John 3:3, unless you know God. You're not just patching up an old way of life if you really want the new. Again, our scripture, Luke 5:37 and 38, new wine can't go into an old wineskin. Number one, you're assessing your life. Number two, you got to know God. You're not just patching up the old way. You're getting rid of the old, right? 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you're in Christ, you're new. The old's passed away. New has come. Now, number three is a biggie. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to identify old wineskins. But my time is running out. Old wineskins in order to receive the new. And so many people want to hold on to the old. So we're going to address that tomorrow on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.